A reading from Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God.
Over the last several days, I love what we've been doing because we have been pausing. And it's very easy to read through the Beatitudes one after the other and miss everything. Because you blessed are, and then you have something new, but you don't pay attention to that. You're going to the next blessed are. It's just a temptation when you're reading it. Here, the word I stop on is peacemaker, because I think for the modern sensibility, you're going back to a cultural definition of that. The good guys are the guys that make peace all the time. The bad guys are the guys that make war. But I'm thinking of the way Paul and others define peace. Man is at war with God, really. And what I read here is, what is true peace? And it's man who stops warring with God. This is the beginning of true peace.
And clearly, from reading Paul and some of his declarations, that peace then has implications outwardly to relationships. Being at peace with God makes us at peace with ourselves, and then being at peace with ourselves, it impacts our relationships outward. And so peacemakers are those who step into the middle of contention and strife and have a way of bringing God's presence into that, his shalom that changes the reality.
And sometimes the world is so at war with God that the person who is taking the role as defined here as peacemaker, as Jesus gives it to us, actually finds the world at war with them.
Exactly. Yeah. If we're warring inside, we can't be at peace with things exterior to us. There's an adage we often use in helping people walk into healing is that hurt people hurt people. And in the same way, people at war are going to bring strife and contention into their relationships. People who are caught by the presence of God and are living in peace have just an air of peace regardless of what's going on in their circumstances. There's no strife, and they just bring a calming presence to everything that's happening around them.
When you meet somebody that you would recognize as a peacemaker, what are some of the characteristics that you see in that person that kind of defines them as a peacemaker as given here?
I would say a sensibility to be at ease when everything else is getting out of control, kind of a gentleness, the ability to bridge between people. It's significant for me because peacemakers are different than peacekeepers. Peacekeepers ignore strife and trouble and problems, and so they create just ugly society. Peacemakers step in and have an ability to bridge between strife and struggle that's going all the way around.
That's a great distinction. Peacemakers and peacekeepers.